at the Rising Billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Gumby and Alan Witch.
This podcast is part of the C-Suite Radio Network, turning the volume up on business.
Hi, it's Christopher Cumby with Think Bold, Be Bold, and I'm here with my awesome co-host, Alan Witch, is in the Think Bold, Be Bold house. What's going on, brother?
In the Think Bold, Be Bold think tank. I am doing great, think Chris. Tank. It
like
is
that.
A – you like that? I just now, I right on the spur of the moment, came up with TVB tank, TVB think
like
tank.
I
kind of like that. I'm doing great. I love doing this podcast with you. We are having a blast.
Sure.
A lot of shows in a couple of years. We're doing really great. How are you doing this morning? You got a big smile on your face.
Yeah, it's a great smile because it's something that today you and I looked at just a few months ago during our intro, or what we call the Founders Club, to the Mavericks Mastermind. And we can do a little brief on that just so people know what it is. And Alan, you give a great description, let's say, of our hybrid kind of incubator type ecosystem, blah, 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 blah. But we'll get into that in a second. But, you know, I'm really excited, and why the smile is on my face is we've got a young man that I had the privilege to hang out with last year, got to know him over the period of time, albeit through social. And then we had a chance to meet. And, of course, now he's a brother from another mother. And we're doing some business with him. So I am excited. You know, we're sinking our teeth into something that I'm very passionate about, and that is entrepreneurialism or entrepreneurship or just being an entrepreneur.
There you go.
You know, an entrepreneur is something that, quite frankly, I've been for now, and I hate to say it. Well, I want to say it because it means something. It's 40 years. 7 years old is when I started bringing bottles back for people, pop bottles, that is, the glass ones. And I know I've talked about this before, but anybody listening new, that's what I did. You know, I needed to figure out how to make a few bucks. There were 25 cents to bring the big ones back, 10 cents for the small ones. And it's a pain in the butt to carry them back. These days, you know, more plastic and so forth, but these were returnable. And I used to bring them back, and because people didn't like it, my dad built me a wagon, and I'd put all the glass bottles around my street in as many as I could fit, and sometimes more than, you know, what could fit. And I would bring them back, and then I'd collect a commission and give them cash, and I kept a bit of cash. So that was my first business way, way, way back. And very exciting. Then I got into newspapers and so forth. So being an entrepreneur, I think, is an amazing playground, as you know, Alan. And we got in front of something that's very exciting, and we're going to talk about it today.
I agree. I got to say I honor you for that, and I honor your parents for helping to foster that, to see that first off, to understand what that was, and then to help foster that. And not just support it, but help develop it. Because let's face it, you know, not all parents do that.
And, well, my dad was sick of me asking for money.
So that's what it is. It was an end to a means to an end.
I was a great negotiator as a kid, and most kids are. But my dad said, I gotta solve this problem. And I came up with the idea because he said, well, bring the pop bottles back from our house, you know. So obviously, that's where it all kind of came from. But, yeah,
that's
definitely.
Cool. But you got the bug early. You know, and you know, that's cool. I didn't get the bug early. I got the bug a little bit later, but you know what I love about real true entrepreneurship is that this world wouldn't move without entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurs create something that before did not exist. And I'm not talking about, you can have an entrepreneurial mindset and an entrepreneurial mission and lifestyle, and I truly honor that, and I know that you do too. But the real mission of an entrepreneur is to create something that didn't exist, to find a problem in the world and find a way to make that problem less burdensome, maybe to turn it into an opportunity, maybe to allow people clarity on a problem, allow them to be able to take it and use it in their life and to make things better. So, you know, and I get goosebumps when I talk about this, because you and I get the privilege of meeting a lot of real entrepreneurs. And they're different stages of life. They're in different stages of development. But the thing that I like the most is the spirit of the people behind the title, the people behind the mission and the goal and the focus. And today's guest, I'll tell you, I love this guy. And I love him because of who he is and what he's doing and what his mission as to what he sees happening, not just in his town, not just in his state, not even in the U.S., but a real global mission, and finding a way to help solve a serious problem. And that serious problem is finding and creating a platform where entrepreneurs can be birthed, where they can grow. It's like an incubator for global entrepreneurism. And I'm jazzed with that, because I sure as hell wish that I had that, you know, before I went in college. You know, I'd like to have known about it before I got into college, because we all know that college doesn't really teach you how economically to earn a living. It does teach you how to, how to navigate the global landscape. But I'm excited. We've got a great guest. He is the founder of the Startup Syndicate, and I'm going to let him tell us exactly what that mission means, because right now he's behind sunglasses, but I can see in the whites of his eyes, I know he's jazzed to talk about this. So without further ado, Derek Stratton, welcome, friend, to the Startup Syndicate Hour on Think Bold, Be Bold.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Alan. Very glad to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
We're glad to have you.
Sure. And, you know, for full disclosure, Alan and I are part of the syndicate because we saw an opportunity to really, allow, Derek to leverage some experience and knowledge and to help him reach the people that, you know, we've been able to circle him with. And that's where, you know, we brought him to a mastermind. We sat him in front of, you know, the appropriate people. It started to swell from there. And now we have a team of, I believe right now, 10, people that are, you know, circling this business. And it's really exciting, Derek, to be part of it, for one, and sink our teeth into it and watch this go along. But, you know, I want to give everybody an opportunity to really hear from your words, you know, why this was important. Where did this all start from? Because, you know, you could be doing a lot of things. I know you've got a young family. You've moved recently. And you can, you know, bring people through that sort of backstory, if you don't mind. And, you know, from there, we can extend some of the questions that I want to bring some clarity for why this is important, why this is going to shape a generation, why this is going to change the landscape and give all entrepreneurs a real fighting chance to be successful in whatever it is that, you know, they're really trying to do. So let's take it from there.
Absolutely. So backtrack a little bit and hit up on what Alan said just a few minutes ago. Entrepreneurs, businesses, what do? They solve problems. And that's exactly what, that's where the birth of Startup Syndicate came from, was simply by solving problems. Little backstory on me, I didn't call myself an entrepreneur until probably, I'd say 2 or 3 years ago. I was just a small town boy from Iowa. I didn't really know what an entrepreneur was. I just knew that I liked money. Money provides a lot of freedom, and it provides a lot of things in life that bring happiness. Money doesn't buy happiness, but it certainly makes life a little bit easier, a little bit sweeter. You know, they say the best things in life are free, and the second best things are very, very expensive. So from a young age, you know, much like yourself, Chris, you know, I was always looking for ways to make money. And, you know, being from Iowa, I did a lot of snow shoveling and mowing yards. So that's kind of where I got my start. And then, you know, I'm an adventurer. I like to explore. I like to you know, be bold and to do things that nobody's ever done before and you know, see and experience new things. So straight out of high school, I joined the military. And that gave me the opportunity to really see the world and serve my country and be a part of something bigger. But the big downfall to that was that you don't get paid a lot of money. You know, you don't do it for the money. You know, you do it because, you know, to be part of something bigger. And so from my early days, you know, as an adult, 18, 19 years old, I was always looking for ways to make, you know, extra income, you know, in addition to what I got paid through the military. And that's where I really started my first companies. And over the last, you know, 10, 12, 13 years, wow, I've been an adult for 15 years now. So over the last 15 years, I've started 10 different companies. And, you know, I've grown some of those to multi-million dollar companies, employed hundreds of people. But as every company I started, you know, I was always kind of faced with the same problems. And that was, you know, the confusion, the complexity, and the cost of starting, growing, scaling a company. And that's really where the birth of Startup Syndicate came from. You know, I was essentially solving my own problems, as I'm sure we'll talk about later. And as you guys both know, you know, as we've developed the platform, the team, we've ran into some of these issues ourselves. And we're like, man, if only our platform was up and running, we could utilize it. So that's what we're out to do. You know, we're out to solve the problems that entrepreneurs face when starting, growing, scaling businesses.
And you've hit the nail, I think, right on the head, because this really is, you know, it's an ecosystem for, like you said, for solving problems. And, you know, I got to honor you there. But first off, I want to go back real quick and just honor your service to our country, to this global family. And, you know, I think a lot of people take it for granted. I don't take it for granted. I know Chris doesn't take it for granted. And so we just want to make sure we memorialize that, because I don't think there's enough of that done. But I think in your mission, in your service, you've seen some things that maybe the general public hasn't seen. And I know that's helped spawn and really help you grow, especially your entrepreneurial spirit. And I know has led to this ecosystem, this startup environment, where you provide the tools and the resources. And, you know, that's one of the biggest reasons Chris and I, you know, decided to you know, throw our hat in the ring with you, is because we, one, believe in you, but two, we really see the value of what you're offering. And together, you know, the team can create something and make it much bigger, make it much more realistic and practical, and give it, you know, give it feet. And we've seen that. And so I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see this thing move and see this thing grow. I got a quick question for you that I think there's a lot of people out there that that maybe find themselves in the same position. Where the hell do you start? You got a great idea. Now what do you do?
That's a good question. And that's one of the driving forces behind our platform. When we first created this and started pitching it to people, they said, oh, you're an education platform. No, we're not an education platform. We're an execution platform. And that's exactly it, is we want people to start. We want to help people start. And so many people face that, you know, that same question, where do I start? What do I do? And that's where, you know, the confusion and the complexity come into play. You know, people think that it's so hard to start a business. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say that, you know, it's a piece of cake. There are things about it that are difficult. But now, after I've done, you know, a good handful of them, you know, it's much easier to do. And that's where our platform comes into play, is helping people figure out, you know, what that first step is, and then, you know, developing it from there. And, you know, to answer that question directly, you know, there's 1,000 different types of companies you could start. So exactly how do you start? Well, that's a good question. And that's exactly what our platform answers. And, you know, based on industry, niche, what you want to do, you know, your strengths, your weaknesses, helping you figure out, you know, the perfect type of company to start, and then how to not only start the company, but to start it the right way. Because, you know, there's different ways to do things. You can, you know, you can work smart, you can work hard, and you can work right. Mm-hmm. And we're about working right, you know, getting out there, you know, being efficient with your time, maximizing your time. A lot of entrepreneurs, they brag. oh man, I haven't taken a day off in 5 years. I work 100 hours a week. Well, let me tell you something. I go on a vacation 4 times a year for, you know, a week or two at a time, and I've made millions of dollars, and working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never turning off that hustle. That's a recipe for burnout. And two, you don't have to do that to be successful. You know, there's a way to work smart, to really manage your time and, you know, execute on the hours that you actually put into the company, and then spend your time doing other things. You know, like for myself personally, I've got 3 kids, you know, I've got a 3-year-old and I've got twin 1-year-olds, and they're where I really want to be spending my time. So, you know, I want to work smart. I want to work right when I am working. And then I want to spend the rest of my time, you know, with my family and enjoying life. And earlier you said, you know, I'd moved recently. I moved from Iowa to Florida. And, you know, the reason for that, people say, why'd you move? Well, have you ever been to Iowa in January? That is why I moved.
Yeah, right. That's good enough for sure.
Yeah.
So, Derek, you know, this startup, the platform, you know, the overall, you know, view from what it's going to do for people, or better yet, let's go this way. Let's look at it from a, you know, like a high level, and then we're going to drill down. So, you know, 30,000 feet up. It's, you know, explain what the Syndicate platform is about and how people can access it, you know, when it's available. Because obviously it's in the infancy, it's being built. There's a lot of cool things. And like I said, there are things being done right now to really emphasize the help that entrepreneurs need. But there's a big vision as well. So let's start with the vision, 30,000 feet up, and then let's drill down into how the platform is going to support that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So as Alan said earlier, you know, our ideas are great, but really in the end, it's execution and action that counts. And everything in our platform is built behind, you know, the philosophy of taking action. So let's start with the real magic, the real power behind our platform, and that's Amy. And she's an artificial intelligence mentor and instructor for entrepreneurs, AI, MIE. And she's there to help people figure out where to start, how to start, and then how to execute upon that and build upon that, moving forward, you know, with the task. Essentially, think of her as, you know, the world's smartest, most available mentor, coach. You know, she's got a repository of information that's available on demand immediately, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and, you know, instantaneous responses, you know, providing, you know, the way she's being built right now, she's got predictive modeling and a proprietary technology engine built in to where she's going to anticipate your needs. And she's going to ask you on a daily basis, you know, about your action items, where you're going, you know, the problems you're facing. And then she's going to help you solve those, navigate through those, and be held accountable to the actions that you need to take to move forward in your business. And again, starting a business, it's about two things, really. It's about, one, making money. Obviously, any business, you know, they need to be making money. So she's there to help you, you know, maximize the amount of money you're making. But then also at the same time, it's about time. You know, a lot of the companies that I'd started early on when I was, you know, much younger, I thought I needed to be working 80 hours a week. And in the end, really, the companies owned me. I didn't own them. So she's about helping, you know, free that time and have you own your time so you can spend that time doing, you know, other things. So Amy, she's the real magic behind our platform. And then we've got the platform as a whole has 5 pillars. The first pillar being Amy. And then we have our business classroom, which is, there's over 100 different courses built in there. It's incentivized learning, all built at an Ivy League standard. And we're not looking to replace a college education. Where we're looking to be a respectable alternative to that. We've got the Founders Lounge, and keep in mind that everything we do is about taking action. So the Founders Lounge is a place for aspiring entrepreneurs to connect and network, meet up, and then form a team so they can get out there and more quickly execute the business idea, the business model, the business concept, get your product to market, start making money. The fourth pillar of our platform is the Investor's Corner, and the Investor's Corner is a way to connect startups with potential investors. finding investors is a difficult process, something that, you know, myself and my team have learned recently how hard it can be to find investors. So we're creating an online platform, or let me rephrase that. Within our online platform, there's an area to connect startups with investors, and the startups can create pitch profiles and all that good stuff. So again, we're all about making it less friction so startups can execute faster, you know, get funding, accelerate, elevate their business, get to market, you know, start generating revenue. The fifth pillar of our platform is the RWI pitch competitions. And the purpose here is to, again, inspire entrepreneurs to create businesses that solve real world problems, RWI, real world issues. Get out there, create a business, create a company by solving a problem. You know, I talk to so many people that are brilliant and they're like, man, I really want to start a company, but I don't know what type of company to start. I'm like, man, pick a problem and fix it and then market that solution. And there you mm-hmm. go. You know, they don't realize that that's all it really takes.
That's awesome. Great overview. I want to talk a little bit about Amy and the proprietary concepts behind having a concierge, a real true concierge that actually learns with you, that learns from the things that you're doing, but also learns from other participants, other people in the system, other things that happen in the world around it, to where it can do some anticipation, do some creation, and then take that knowledge and give it back in a custodial type environment to help elevate and escalate items and content. Talk a little bit about that, about the real meat and the brain behind this technology, because it's really cutting edge stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So the beauty of her is that she does learn. You know, she learns from, you know, the more subscribers we have, the faster she'll learn, the more she'll know, you know, the larger her repository of information will be. And that's the real benefit to it is, you know, a lot of what it takes to start, grow, run, scale, hire employees, you know, a lot of that process can be mystifying to someone who's never done it before. But the process is really very similar across a lot of different industries, especially as a startup. And we've taken that information, we've built it into Amy, and she'll continue to learn and grow as she matures. You know, right now, you know, on 4/8/18, April 8th, her base code was deployed, and that was like her quote unquote birthday. You know, and you know, that was a really special day, and it wasn't, you know. It wasn't a miraculous, you know, you think of like a Skynet artificial intelligence. It was just deploying her base code within our own platform and, you know, being standalone. And that was really something special for me and my team and for you guys as well. And as she's, so right now think of her as like a child in her infancy. And, you know, as she's taught by interacting and communicating with users, with other entrepreneurs who are asking questions, you know, her knowledge level builds and increases. So that's the really, the interesting thing is when I go in today and I ask her a question and she doesn't know it yet, you know, and then a week later, you know, I'm playing with her and I ask her another question and she provides an answer. You know, that's the really exciting part.
For sure.
But the thing is there is that, you know, she's going to take this huge network of people, you know, and all of the information that we're providing and the inputs that we're providing, take that, build upon it and be able to help, you know, I mean, wishful thinking here, you know, millions of people on a global scale, the platform, Amy, they're all available or they're going to be available in 10 different languages, which means that 3.3 billion people globally will be able to interact with Amy and our entire platform in their native language. So not a second language that they know or a tertiary language that they know, but in their primary tongue, they'll be able to interact with our platform. And, you know, Amy will be able to guide and mentor them through, you know, the entire process of starting, growing, scaling a business. And again, you know, our mission is to cut through the confusion, the complexity, and the cost associated with, again, starting, running, growing, scaling a company. And the cost is one of the exciting points here, not only the cost, but the incentivized part of our business classroom. So right now, Amy, you know, she's structured to be marketed and targeted to the rising billions. Not that we don't care about, you know, the developed countries of the world, but a large demographic out there can't afford to pay, you know, thousands of dollars a year, you know, upwards of, you know, mid five figures for a business mentor, business coach. So we've taken Amy, and the way we've built her platform and our business model is, you know, she's available for $10 per month as a subscription model. And then you can even get that for free through our platform in the cryptocurrency that we've utilized. So that's really, from a global vision, that's something we're really excited about as well.
For sure, for sure. And we'll talk about the cryptocurrency in a second, just to give, you know, our audience, you know, a broad stroke of what that means and how it, you know, is used in the world, because there's a lot of people that just don't understand coins, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, I mean, exchanges, cryptocurrency, just in general. But I want to make a point about, you know, what I see and what I was really excited about looking at Amy in particular. And, you know, I've been coaching and mentoring for quite a while now with, you know, not only having coaches and mentors and really learning from them to build my businesses, build myself, but then take that and then help others, because it's a passion of mine. I love seeing people level up. I love the epiphany that comes when, you know, they realize that they have now confidence, because I think confidence allows people to go and do more things. But there's a real personal development piece that I love about, you know, what Amy is going to bring, and she's going to be coded with this, is that, and I'll give you an example that, you know, really, I've seen, and just personal experience as well as sitting, you know, on the fringe, and also being involved with those that I've either worked with, see the personal development as a parallel to the growth of their business and revenue. I've seen it every single time when someone actually takes the time out to look at themselves, whether it's in the mirror or drawing it out in their journal or getting a whiteboard and saying, okay, here I am in the middle. This is my ideal life, you know, ahead of me. If you were to think about, you know, visually on top of, you know, where you are, and then below you is what life is, where, you know, you currently sit, you know, call it the comfort zone. And in order to get to the ideal life, we have to go through this, you know, I'll call it the struggle, the pain, but the only way to grow is to go through that. And, you know, what I love about what the artificial intelligence, Amy, particularly in this context, is going to provide is that, you know, she's going to be there to, you know, coach you through these things and answer questions, as well as motivate you, problem solve with you. I hear she's going to be a damn good, you know, virtual assistant, and who doesn't need that these days? Mm-hmm. You know, life is busy. There's a lot of things going on, but I, you know unequivocally, cutting through the noise is really important, and that's what personal development does. It actually removes the noise and the pressure that we all, especially entrepreneurs, have to go through. So, you know, I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited about that. And I had to add that piece in, because personal development is, you know, again, overlooked by just so many people, but it's a crux to really getting where you really want to go. And, you know, because it is personal, it's you, and that's important, and it's not selfish. It's something that, unless you actually take very, very seriously in your life, you're not going to get the things you want. So, you know, everybody listening in, our audience, you know, take this information and look at your life today and ask yourself those questions. You can go the route. I mean, the platform will be built at some point as we go through, and we'll talk about, you know, that in a second as well. But, you know, look at how you can access information. And today, the barriers to that information is completely removed. You know, you can go look, you know, YouTube videos, you can, you know, gather information through articles, you can look at blogs, read books. Of course, books are amazing if you take advantage of them. But, you know, the point about the Startup Syndicate is execution. You have to execute against these ideas. You have to execute against the things you learn, personally grow, which then comes into the crypto space. And what I love about this new world, it allows, to your point about the mission, people that can access information. And let's really talk brass tacks here. Not everybody can afford, no matter if you're in a developing country or a well-developed country, to go to school.
Absolutely.
First of all, it It's not for everybody, and we're not knocking it. You know, the fact is education is good. Education actually changes economy, and it's important to have an educated economy. That's why we're called developed, because they're educated. But the point being is we're not discounting the developed countries, because not everybody can, you know, access that. They don't have the funds. But I love this side of it, and this is where the token, if you want to call it the utility of the platform, really comes into play, and that's what's exciting, is it's incentivized. You really want to learn, you can do things for free, or better yet, let's put it this way, you get paid to learn at least the start of it. And that's where the role starts happening. So let's talk about that, Derek, because I think that that is revolutionizing the way people can start accessing information, knowledge, and then the rest of the platform allows them to go execute. And that's why this is such a great platform. And, you know, what we saw early, Alan and I, when we, you know, looked at this and we said, hey, we had preliminary discussions and we're like, hey, we got to put this all together. And that's the whole point about the mastermind. But point being is the incentivized part of it is really exciting. Let's touch on that part, Derek, and give people a, you know, maybe an example or a perspective on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, this is one of my favorite parts of the platform and one of the first parts that really started to take shape in addition to Amy. And it's our business classroom. And as I said earlier, you know, our business classroom isn't out to replace a college education. I think a college education is great. I think that there are a lot of awesome things that can come of it, a lot of opportunities that can develop from physically going to college. But as you said, it's not for everybody. So we've developed the business classroom and we've built it at an Ivy League standard. So right now, an Ivy League quality courses and classes aren't necessarily available to the general public. And then even if they were, you know, 80, 90, 95% of the people couldn't afford that Ivy League education. So our business classroom is built to an Ivy League standard. Currently, we've got over 100 courses being developed within the business classroom. And it's some of them are incentivized. And let me break down how that structure works is there are tracks and each track has 5 courses. And for example, let's take the marketing track. This track will be 5 courses built around marketing. And the marketing 101 level course is incentivized. So you can take that course and after you complete the coursework, the exam will be unlocked. And then you can take the exam and you have to pass the exam with a 70% or above. And once you complete the exam with the 70% or above, you'll be rewarded the Startup Chain tokens, which is our native cryptocurrency that we've built within our platform. And these tokens can then be used to subscribe to Amy, or you can use the tokens. You can complete a couple of the 101 level courses, and you can use those to purchase a 201 level course. And for example, so the... Well, let me back up a little bit also. So we've wanted to incentivize, you know, it's incentivized learning. So you have to take the exam. Our objective here is that people actually assimilate the knowledge. They actually use this knowledge. So the exam as well is also on a sliding scale. So if you take the exam and you pass with a 70%, you'll be rewarded 70% of the Startup Chain tokens allocated for that course. If you pass with a 100%, you'll be rewarded 100% of the Startup Chain tokens allocated for that course. And that's the real beauty of it. So like you take someone who lives in a developing country, and let's say they're a factory worker and they make, you know, a couple bucks a week, let's say $5-$7 a week. Well, they can take our course, the 101 level courses, they pay out about 10 bucks, which is 20 Startup Chain tokens. They can take that course and essentially, you know, they will be rewarded with a monetary value in excess of what they would make for an entire week's worth of work, you know, and that's where the cryptocurrency really comes into play. You know, we can utilize this token to affect billions of people. And then those people can create businesses. So every one of our courses has a couple different requirements. And one of those requirements is that the course has to have a core set of information that either increases the person's money generating potential or decreases their expenditures. So, you know, as you grow as a company, you know, one way to make more money is to spend less money. You have to be careful about where you're cutting your money from. But, you know, if you can get customers, you know, you can reduce your customer acquisition cost. You know, you'd be making more money while still acquiring customers. So every course doesn't necessarily help you make more money, but it helps you increase your bottom line.
For sure.
And that's the big thing here is that, you know, we want to create and foster the development of businesses and startups all over the globe. Because what's a new business lead to? A new business leads to, you know, new employees, new revenue flow for the community. So these people can be creating, you know, jobs in their local communities, increasing cash flow, you know, and that's what we're all about. You know, innovation really comes from entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just want to enter something real quick.
Yeah,
here,
for
just
sure.
A quick comment. Just I want people to really get their head around this. This system allows people, they get paid to learn and paid to earn.
I love it.
Now, that's a unique piece. And I just want to throw that out there. Sorry, I wanted to interject that, but I wanted to get that tag out there. Awesome point.
And you know what's really exciting? What's really, really exciting is that the next billion-dollar companies are going to be coming from developed countries.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Like, there is a lot of smart people in this world. I think we all have the ability. You know, one of the most important things that I always say is always be learning. Always be learning and accept change, right? Always be learning and accept change. Our world is slowly adopting the things, and we're moving into directions. There's a lot of, let's say, controversy around where the world is going, of course, but I think we're getting better. You know, a great example of that, if our audience is so inclined, go read Abundance and go read Bold by Peter Diamandis. Great books. Will give you a broad perspective, not only on the entrepreneurial world, but let's, you know, talk about health and food and energy and, you know, all the other things that are so important to enable new countries to develop and have opportunity and to have a business and to have money and so forth and so on. So all of those things are increasing. We see it over time. People are living longer, and we're seeing so much evidence. And that's the beauty, is there's evidence now showing that the world is changing in a, you know, a very positive direction. And I love the aspect of the syndicate. You know, as we see the backbone of economies always prosper from, you know, people that start businesses, local businesses, hyper-local businesses, and, you know, that starts to build out, and we're going to see more evidence of really cool things happening as we move along here, because there's just so much brilliance out there. And, that, you know, I love going to new countries and exploring and seeing how they're able to, you know, really cultivate community, and that's what this is all about, and shaping a generation. You know, let's talk about the kids for a second, because we're all parents, at least, you know, the three of us on the call today, but you know, there's a lot of people listening in that have children as well, and you know, we talked a little bit about that at the beginning of, you know, my entrepreneur journey and my parents supporting that. But you know, there's a lot of you know, parents that you know, want their kids to have you know, opportunity, and who doesn't? Let's face it, I mean, that's why we're here, to guide them, to bring them along. And you know, I think that this, you know, extends way past even just being an entrepreneur. I think it gives the opportunity for the world to start being a community and allowing us to shape a generation, educate a generation, allow opportunity, you know, through investment. You know, there's a lot of money in the world, and there's a lot of investors that are waiting to put their money somewhere. So let's talk about that just for a second. Investors having access to really good ideas, because let's face it, there are a lot of channels out there. There are incubators. There are physical opportunities to go and spend time. But listen, investors are busy. They've got a lot of money. Having access to fly somewhere and watch a pitch competition, or, you know, let's say take time out when, you know, they've already built and put all the time in to their life, and they want something easier to access. And I love this part of the platform, because it's just as important as everything else, is having the ability for an investor to find really great ideas and people that they can back and look at literally from the iPhone or Android or a smartphone for that matter. And that's incredible right there, is having an easier access to really good business ideas. Let's talk about the investor's corner for a minute.
Absolutely. So again, the driving force behind our platform is action, execution. And, you know, one of the limiting factors with growing and scaling a business or even starting a business is funding. You know, you can only go so far, you know, bootstrapping or, you know, self-funding or, you know, until you can get a product to market generating revenue. So the beauty of the Investor's Corner, it really serves twofold. It does provide a great benefit to potential investors. And then it's also a tool and a utility for startups. So the way it works is that a startup can go in and create a profile within the Investor's Corner. And within that profile, once they've created it, we've got proprietary tools within the Investor's Corner, and they can go in, they can create a pitch deck that's, you know, it's got templates and different styles. So many people put way too much thought and effort into colors and designs, and really they need to be focusing on their content and their mission, you know, sure. and their value proposition. So sometimes people miss the point, and that's really what we're wanting to drive home within, you know, the Investor's Corner. And then we've got some tools to create really awesome pitch videos. We've got some green screen layover capabilities within there and some really awesome stuff to really spice up the videos, because essentially you've only got a few seconds to really capture a potential investor's attention. So once you've created all of this and you're ready to, you know, turn your profile public and be sought after by investors, then you've got the you can upgrade your profile to a pitch profile, you know, and there's a small cost for that that's paid for in our cryptocurrency Startup Chain tokens, and it's 40 Startup Chain tokens for a month to have your pitch profile. Now from the flip side, you've got investors, and investors, when they sign up, you know, they have to fill out some paperwork and you know, sign an NDA, because obviously we don't want people in there scouting these startup ideas and stealing them. So once we've verified, you know, the potential investor, they can go in and then they can sort the pitch profiles in there based on, you know, where they're at within their product development or business development, and, you know, their valuation, their market cap, you know, the quality of the team, the members of the team. They can sort them based on industry, you know, what type of problem are they solving. And then they can go in there, they can view the startup's bio, their biography about, you know, what they're doing, who they are, their team members. And then they can go, they can watch the pitch video, and they can go through the pitch deck. And then when the investor finds someone that they want to reach out to, they can initiate communication. And the investors are the only people that can initiate communication within the Investor's Corner. The obvious reason for that is, you know, we didn't want a thousand startups reaching out to the investors. So Startup Syndicate won't be regulating or moderating those conversations. You know, we're not going to censor anything. You know, our mission here, like I said from the beginning, we're about execution, we're about action, and we're about helping people, you know, execute and take that action. So if we can connect the investors with the startups, get the funding they need, get them to market, take action.
Absolutely. I love that, because what you're doing is you're putting people together. You're putting people in a room together that might not really ever have the opportunity to do that or know how to do that, really, right? Which
Absolutely.
Leads me to the next thing and one of the pieces that I love, because we all know entrepreneurism by design is a solo activity, right? It starts in the solo brain of the entrepreneur coming up with an idea. Bringing it to market, however, can be difficult. And the way to help alleviate that is through collaboration. And the collaborative piece of this, which I love, is you know, the Founders Lounge. You have the ability to find people, attract the right people that do the right services at the right time with the right mindset to help validate and to help bring to fruition an idea. And you can go into this environment and you can solicit the services, the intellectual property of people to help you validate and, like I say, bring to life your idea. Talk a little bit, if you would, Derek, about Founders Lounge, because I think that's a big thing that entrepreneurs miss, is they have all this, but they go, I need help and I don't know how to get it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's so many entrepreneurs try to be solopreneurs and do it themselves, and it's tough. And I hope I don't offend anybody here. I'm going to compare it to raising children. Can you raise a child by yourself? Yes. Is it incredibly difficult to be a single mom or a single dad? I think every single mom and single dad will tell you yes. It takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. Well, a business is no different. You know, whenever people talk about my businesses, you know, I always refer to them as my babies. And I have three human babies, but I also have multiple business babies. And it takes a village to start to grow, you know, to run a business. It takes an entire team. And that's the beauty of the Founders Lounge, is it can be incredibly difficult to connect with people who care about your business as much as you do. And, you know, there's an expression that, you know, no one will ever care about your business as much as you do. Well, I don't think that's necessarily true. And I think that, you know, within our team here, you know, we've now got 10 people on our team. And I think that we've shown that you can find, when you align yourself with the right people, you can find people who really care about your business about as much as you do. And that's really the purpose of the Founders Lounge, is you can go in there, you can create a profile. Like, let's just take, for example, let's say I'm 18 again and I want to start a business and I've got a set of skills. I'll go in there, or I could be 25 or 33. I'm 33 now. It's, you know, your age doesn't matter, but let's say you want to start a company. You go in there, you create a profile, you can create your skill. You can, within your biography, you'll talk about your skill sets and the type of business you want to start, your passions, and then our algorithm will match people based on the skill sets that they need, the skill sets that they're asking for, and then their entrepreneur personality type. And then from there, you can sort through people, you can match with people, and then the objective here is to align, you know, potential CEOs with, you know, potential COOs with potential CTOs, and to bring together aspiring entrepreneurs that are going to do what? The thing we're always talking about: taking action, executing, bringing a business concept to market, actually making it an actual company. So within our platform, you know, we've got some generic low-level equity agreements that you can use, or partnership agreements that you can use. So right there within our platform, you can build a team, and then from there you can take action. You can get your company moving forward and, you know, get to market. And that's what we're all about.
That's an exciting place. You know, I'm sitting here looking, and Chris and I, you know, talk about this more and more as we do these podcasts, is time just, it seems like, I swear to God, it flies by. I swear to God, it just, that clock, I can see the clock move and turn. And I know we still got a little bit more time yet, but yeah, the Founders Lounge, it's a collaborative piece, because when you got collaboration, you now have outside validation and support and fruition for an idea, and you add all that together with the other departments, and it's fantastic.
Knowledge is important. Powerful. And I just want to make I want to make a very important point here for, you know, the audience. Knowledge is very powerful. Organized knowledge is on, you know, how you execute, and organizing, you know, the knowledge from a bunch of people is how you build a really incredible business. And every real successful business has evidence of that. This show goes really quick, and I love this subject. In fact, we can probably talk another hour, but we want to respect the audience's time. And by the way, you can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podomatic. And, of course, this one will be featured on C-Suite
Definitely
Radio.
So.
But, you know, I made a whole career off of two questions. Believe it or not, I'm going to give you my secret sauce. You ready for this? We obviously hear what's working. You know, I always ask the question, what's working? Well, this is what's working. This is what we're working towards. This is the exciting part of things in life, our business, everything else. But, you know, the real powerful other side is, what do you need help with, Derek? Where are you at right now that, you know,
we're going to put this out into the world. We're going to obviously expand this through social, and you know, people are going to listen, and there's going to be all kinds of people that listen. There's probably going to be people that, you know, need to, will listen that probably can help you with what you need. So what do you need? What do you need help with right now based on where the company is, where it's going? And then Alan, we'll just, cruise on in to the, to the end of the show.
Absolutely. Well, right now we've launched our token sale, and we're currently 2 weeks into that, and we're targeting accredited investors globally. So right now, you know, if there's any accredited investors out there that want to get involved with our token sale, purchase some startup chain tokens, check us out. The best way to do so would be to go to our website. It's sus.ai, and from there, you know, everything's automated. There's some pop-ups. Follow those. Click the links and fill out your information, and that'll be sent off to us, and then we'll reach out to you.
Perfect. Perfect. And, you know, again, you know, the website is a great resource because it gives you everything you need. Watch the videos. Review the pitch deck because it's, you know, general 30,000 feet overview. And then, of course, you can take a deeper dive on the white paper, which will give you the, you know, ins and outs of what the startup syndicate is all about, and you know, covers a lot of what obviously we chatted about today. So, you know, Derek, thank you so much for taking some time out. You know, we're all busy, and taking some time out to chat about this is obviously important. But at the same time, you know, we carve out almost an hour here. Alan, take us away, brother, and then I'll finish the show off.
Sure.
But thank you very much, Derek, for your time today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks to the audience, too, because really continually, if we didn't have people listening on the other end of our microphones, then all this would be for naught. So thank you so much for being loyal, and we honor that, and we want to continue to bring you great content like we know we're doing here today. But, Derek, we always like to round out the show, and I think a lot of shows like to – because you remember the first thing that said, you remember the last thing that said, right? And the stuff in the middle is great, and there is awesome – but people have a tendency to remember the first and the last. And, you know, we always like to leave the audience with, you know, a bold move, something that they can implement today. And this could be something that you've already talked about today. This could be something that you're going to pull out of your hat today. But give the audience something, you know, a really bold act that they could institute right now to help elevate their personal or business life.
A single act, I would say just start it. Whatever you're hesitating on doing, just get out there and start it. Quit waiting to take action. Quit putting it off till tomorrow. Tomorrow, you'll be glad you did it today. So whatever it is, your next step, whatever you're waiting on doing, whatever you're hesitant on, quit hesitating and just get out there and start it.
I love it. Nike, watch out. Well done. I love it. Right? I love it. Thanks so much.
I do love that as well.
I think it's a big key. I think it's a really big key. Yeah.
Well, again, comes to the end of our show, and it wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.